it came back to me. A 1991 meeting I had with Paul Wolfowitz. You know, in 2001, he was Deputy Secretary of Defense, but in 1991, he was the Under Secretary of Defense for Policy. It's the number three position in the Pentagon. And I had gone to see him when I was a one-star general. I was commanding the National Training Center. I said to Paul, and this is 1991, I said, "Mr. Secretary, you must be pretty happy with the performance of the troops in Desert Storm." And he said, "Well, yeah," he said, but not really," he said, "because the truth is we should have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, and we didn't." And this was just after the Shia uprising in March of 91, which we had provoked, and then we kept our troops on the sidelines and didn't intervene. And he said, "But one thing we did learn," he said, "we learned that we can use our military in the region, in the Middle East, and the Soviets won't stop us." He said, "And we've got about 5 or 10 years to clean up those old Soviet client regimes, Syria, Iran, Iraq, before the next great superpower comes on to challenge us." This country was taken over by a group of people with a policy coup. Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and you could name a half dozen other collaborators from the Project for a New American Century. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control. It went back to those comments in 1991. And that's why we're failing in Iraq, because Iran and Syria know about the plan. All you have to do is read the Weekly Standard and listen to Bill Kristol, and he blabbermouths it all over the world. Richard Pearl the same way. They could hardly wait to finish Iraq so they could move into Syria.